Hello, and welcome to Whole Foods Plant-Based Nutrition. This is your volunteer reader, Babs Felix, in Flagstaff. Whole Foods Plant-Based Nutrition is a program that we would like to offer you to improve your health by considering various lifestyle options. Our articles come from different sources, which we will always identify. This programming should not be considered medical advice, and you should always discuss any changes you want to make with your doctor. Here are some articles on Whole Foods Plant-Based Nutrition. Our first set of articles is from the Forks Over Knives magazine. Whole Food Plant-Based versus Vegan. What's the difference? A whole food plant-based diet is centered on whole, unrefined, or minimally refined plant foods. It's a diet based on fruits, vegetables, tubers, whole grains, and legumes. And it excludes or minimizes meat, including chicken and fish, dairy products, eggs, as well as highly refined foods. Think oil, bleached flour, and refined sugar. Vegans eschew all animal foods and animal-derived products. No meat, fish, dairy, eggs, or even honey. A vegan diet may include highly processed foods like faux meats and cheeses, bleached flours, refined sugars, and oils. You can dip a toe or take the plunge. Many people successfully make the switch overnight, but sudden shifts to plant-based eating isn't for everyone. For a more gradual approach, try focusing on one meal at a time. Eat plant-based breakfasts for a week, and then add plant-based lunches the second week, and dinners the third week. Or you can eat plant-based before 6 p.m. every day, or only on weekdays until you're ready to go 100%. Craig McDougall, MD, Assistant Professor of Medicine at Oregon Health and Science University, offers this advice. Add about 1,000 calories of legumes, whole grains, and starchy vegetables to your everyday routine. These starchy foods keep you full and satisfied, so you'll naturally eat less of the animal products and processed foods that are making you sick. Here are 8 health conditions directly linked to poor diet. Obesity, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, elevated cholesterol, acid reflux, acne, rheumatoid arthritis, and chronic kidney disease. Meat and cancer. A 2015 report by the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, officially classified processed meats, including ham, salami, bacon, and hot dogs, as group 1 carcinogens, meaning that there is convincing scientific evidence that these foods cause cancer. After reviewing more than 800 studies, the IARC's 22-person panel also concluded that unprocessed red meat qualifies as a group 2A carcinogen or probably carcinogenic to humans. And the source on that is the CDC. 70 million Americans have high blood pressure, which elevates the risk for heart attack and stroke. And here's one more. What exactly is the Forks Over Knives diet? The Forks Over Knives advocates a whole food plant-based diet. Whole food refers to whole, unprocessed, or minimally processed foods. Plant-based describes foods that come from plants and are free of animal ingredients such as milk, meat, eggs, or honey. Instead of even eating fat and cholesterol-laden animal products and highly processed foods, fill your plate with real plant foods. There's no healthier way to eat and no deprivation required. Here is how it works. Number one, put starches and fruits at the center of your plate. Enjoy non-starchy and leafy veggies in generous amounts, but look to carbohydrate-rich whole grains, beans, fruits, and starchy vegetables to provide enough calories to get you through your day. Number two, expect to eat more food, not less. Whole or minimally processed plant foods are dense in nutrients, not calories. As you adjust to this way of eating, you may find you feel a little hungry shortly after a meal. But over time, you'll get a sense of how much to eat to stay satiated. Number three, focus on pleasure. The best whole plant foods are the ones you enjoy enough to stay on a healthy path. So have veggie chili, whole grain pasta, tacos, mashed potatoes, or whatever else hits the spot. Number four, say no to oils. All vegetable oils are highly refined and dense with calories, but stripped of all other nutrients, including fiber. And five, forget food math. A healthy pattern of plant-based eating leads to good health and a healthy weight without counting calories or focusing on individual nutrients. You are listening to Whole Foods Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. And we're going to continue our article on coffee, pleasure and pain by John McDonald McDougall, MD, June 23rd, 2022. This is a continuation of last week's Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. And just to summarize, the first part of the article said, quitting is better than a lifetime of medications or worse. And coffee raises your cholesterol by 10%. Next, they address raised blood pressure. Coffee causes the blood vessels to constrict and the heart to beat stronger, resulting in an elevated blood pressure for most people. Within minutes of drinking this concoction of invigorating chemicals, the systolic blood pressure, which is the top number, can rise 5 to 15, and the diastolic, which is the bottom number, can elevate 5 to 10. The first sips of coffee cause the greatest amount of stimulation. As more is consumed throughout the day, past the second cup, the elevations in blood pressure from subsequent cups are less than those caused by the initial doses. Next, coffee is upsetting to the stomach. Every serious coffee drinker keeps a bottle of Tums handy. Both regular and decaffeinated coffees cause indigestion by reducing the function of the lower esophageal sphincter, a valve that prevents the stomach acid from refluxing up into and burning the esophagus. Regular coffee and decaffeinated coffee both stimulate acid production in the stomach by similar amounts. But it's not caffeine that's the cause of either of these effects. Other substances in the coffee are creating the heartburn and the reflux. Therefore, for relief, coffee drinkers must switch beverages to something like herbal tea or water. Fortunately, even though there is considerable more indigestion among coffee drinkers, there is no increase in the risk of stomach or duodenal ulcers. Other reasons to quit: irregular heartbeats, nervous tremor, headaches, anxiety, teeth grinding, jaw clenching, insomnia, frequent urination, elevated eye pressure, diarrhea, osteoporosis, and periodontal diseases may be other reasons to add to your list for quitting drinking coffee. When we fear of future health problems like heart attacks and the suffering from anxiety, indigestion, and the urge to urinate every few minutes becomes sufficiently troubling, then you may decide life would be better without this upsetting drug. How to quit. Coffee consumption causes physical dependence. You are addicted, making quitting difficult and painful. Headaches, fatigue, depression, and sleepiness can be expected when use is suddenly stopped. Withdrawal symptoms begin within 12 to 16 hours and peak at 24 to 48 hours. This process may last as long as 1 week. There are two ways to quit. First and best is to simply stop the coffee and suffer the withdrawal. Some of the symptoms, such as the headache, can be effectively relieved with common analgesics, such as aspirin or Tylenol. There are also immediate rewards, such as almost overnight relief of the indigestion and urinary frequency, which should keep you motivated. A less painful way to quit coffee is by substitution with another source of caffeine, such as black or green tea. Teas have fewer side effects and maybe a few health benefits from their antioxidants and other phytochemicals, but they still offer a lift in the morning. There is some evidence that caffeinated teas can also raise blood pressure, but not cholesterol. Then, over time, you can reduce the dosage of caffeine by making your beverage weaker, eventually switching to a non-caffeinated herbal tea. You'll be glad that you did. Here is one more example of how powerful you can be over your present state of health and well-being, and in control of your destiny by being informed and acting on this cost-free information. You are listening to Whole Foods Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. And next, an announcement from Healthy World Vitality Plan. Fall enrollment is underway. The next round of Healthy World Vitality Plan 10-week intensives begins the week of September the 12th, and we invite you to join us once again. Our coaching team is ready and excited to get started. This is a series of once a week meetings on Zoom for 10 weeks with a coach to help you become your best being. The full group schedule is now posted on the website, which is healthyworldsedona.com. So log in now and sign up for an experience that will leave you feeling full of energy and vitality when Thanksgiving rolls around this week, this year. They have an annual $40 membership, which allows you to participate in all Healthy World Vitality Plan activities for no additional cost. This includes the wonderful lunch and learn sessions with experts and chefs. There are groups that meet at various times of the day and different days of the week, so find one that will work for you. Please invite your friends and family members to join as well. They will thank you when they find out how much better it feels to live a life of vitality. And again, that website is hwvitality.com, or you can phone 928-821-6754. And here's an article from WebMD.com. Go for the guac. Deeply satisfying, easy to make, and open to your own interpretation. See why this delicious dip is a fan favorite. By Matt McMillan. One of the things to love about guacamole is that it is so multi-purpose, says Patty Ginch, host of Patty's Mexican Table, now in its 9th season on PBS, and the author of the cookbook of the same name. Eat it on your own with chips, as a filling for tacos, or spread on a sandwich. Insane versatility. Here's how Ginch likes to make it and how she likes to mix it up. Fair warning, avocados pack a lot of calories, so go easy when you sit down to eat your guacamole. And don't eat too much. Make it. Use what you have. Just grab a dinner fork for mashing and a bowl large enough to mix your ingredients. Pick the right avocados. Buy Mexican avocados for the best texture. Choose dark-skinned avocados that give slightly to a gentle squeeze. Don't knead it for a few days. A harder, greener avocado will ripen at home over several days, which will make it easier to mash when you're ready. Put it in a paper bag to speed up the process, or refrigerate your already ripe avocado to keep it fresh for up to a week. Then open them up. Slice from top to bottom on both sides and gently twist to separate. If a soft squeeze doesn't release the pit, tap it with a sharp knife so the blade sticks in it, and then twist and pull out. Remove the flesh. Dunk a tablespoon in water and slide it between the flesh and skin to release it cleanly. You can dice the avocado before you remove the flesh if you like. Don't make it ahead. Guacamole tastes best when it's fresh. Prepare with a goal. If you serve it with chips, keep your guacamole chunky. It's better smooth if you use it as a sandwich spread. Skip the tomatoes. They often make guacamole too watery. Add acid and a little salt. Squeeze in some lime juice for a nice tart taste and to help preserve your guacamole's color. Salt brings out all of the flavor. Vary it. For a smoky flavor, char some peppers, jalapenos and or serranos, and onions, along with some garlic in a skillet or under the broiler. And enjoy. And here's a success story. A life-threatening stroke spurred me to try a plant-based diet, and I've never looked back. By Mike Lewis, November 5th, 2021. Growing up in southeastern Pennsylvania, I was a pretty active kid. I lived for playing outdoors with my brothers, Bobby and Brian, and our friends. I loved playing baseball and ice hockey. I started working out in my late teens and carried that into my 20s. But in my 20s is when I began abusing my body, learning to cope with stress through poor dietary choices and overcompensation of alcohol. I went from being a fit 21-year-old at 175 pounds to being an unhealthy and depressed 25-year-old at 130 pounds. In 2014, my brother Bobby introduced me to the Forks Over Knives documentary film. A few weeks prior, after watching that film and the food and Food Inc., he had decided to try a whole food plant-based diet. Even though he'd been on the diet only a short time, he'd already begun to swear by it. I wondered, how could it be so much healthier than the standard American diet? Plus, how could you live without meat? How could you live without dairy? And where do you get your protein? I brushed off my brother's suggestion, instead trying supplements, bulletproof coffee, keto, and other diets that ultimately led me down a darker path. My weight went up and down as I tried all these different methods for weight loss. At one point, I read The Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan, which opened my eyes to the problems with factory-farmed meat. I started eating grass-fed meat, thinking it was healthier. I even went so far as to start working in the butcher shop at a farm-to-table restaurant. Although I started being more mindful of what I ate and tried to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into my diet, my meat intake probably tripled at that point. In 2017, I moved away from my family and relocated to Florida for work. I started to become a little more active, taking up yoga and mountain biking more frequently. Unfortunately, I also started overeating, binge drinking, and spending 8 to 12 hours a day sitting at my desk and stressing out. I was not putting my health first, and my family knew it, but I just wasn't ready to make the changes that my body was screaming at me to make. I still felt I was young enough to get away with it. On October 13, 2019, I developed an intense headache. It was strange. I don't normally get headaches, but I shrugged it off as a seasonal allergy. Side note, if you ever have an abnormal headache like this, go see your doctor immediately. A week later, on Sunday, October 20th, I went to pick up dinner from a local Turkish restaurant. As I put my credit card back into my wallet after paying, my left arm started to shake uncontrollably. I was having a seizure. I remember everything vividly until a few seconds after I hit the ground. I was rushed to the ICU, where I was hooked up to a ventilator and given a series of tests. The doctors determined that the seizure was the result of an ischemic stroke, which they concluded was from lifestyle. Poor diet, too much alcohol, too little of physical activity, and a high-stress job. Plant-powered recovery. I am blessed to have two amazing sisters-in-law, and even more fortunate that one of them, Elaine, is a top trauma surgeon and functional medicine practitioner. Elaine oversaw and managed my care during my five-day stay in the ICU. After discharge, Bobby, Elaine, and my mom joined forces to facilitate my recovery. They got me to start eating more whole plant foods and to cut out coffee. My body started to respond immediately. After a couple of weeks, they convinced me to go to Asheville, North Carolina to begin my rehab under the guidance of Elaine and Bobby. The idea was to walk away from everyday stresses, focus on relaxing, and learning to eat well. That's when I first opened to the idea of eating a whole food, plant-based diet. I figured I'd commit to it for a month or so. I felt I owed it to my family as a way of showing my appreciation for their support. Much to everyone's surprise, I was feeling well enough to go mountain biking within a week on my new diet. This was just 3 weeks after my stroke. It was truly shocking, especially given how hilly the Asheville area is. I was even outdoing Bobby on the trails. 2 years later, plant-based and thriving. I've been on a whole food plant-based diet for about 2 years now. I am happy to report that I'm now down to 150 pounds from 200 at the time of my stroke, and I'm thriving. This experience has brought me closer to my loved ones and given me a deep sense of gratitude for life and the things that I enjoy doing. I wish that it didn't take a stroke for me to stop ignoring the red flags and abusing my body. If you're reading this and you're struggling with poor lifestyle habits, I hope this inspires you to take your self-care more seriously and that you can make a change before you and your family have to go through something like I did with my family. I'm deeply grateful to the company that I work for, my friends, my girlfriend, and my family. With their love and support, I've journeyed from the lowest point in my life to the highest. And we'll end with a quote from Hippocrates. Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. You've been listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer reader, Babs Felix, in Flagstaff. Thank you so much for listening, and have a healthy day.